We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for Joe DeCamera alongside John Ritchie, James Seltzer. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Doug Peterson, unfortunately, we found out last night, has tested positive for COVID-19, the Eagles head coach. It sounds like he is doing great, all things considered, asymptomatic as of right now. He's going to have to be away from the team for a little while, John, until he returns, which adds a new element to this. I mean, it's amazing. Is this
just another example of, like, man, only in Philly? Like, well, our luck, right?
Yeah, it's been a lot of bad luck.
It just so happened that the team that had COVID run rampant amongst the players, we were playing them.
Had to be the Phillies' first series.
Marlins' first series, right out the gates. And now, you know, I know Sean Payton had this, but right out the gates, camp starting. It's the most important camp I can remember, I mean, really ever. There's no historical precedent for this. The coach has to be available to keep the guys together when there's so many reasons for them to sort of drift and lose focus.
Absolutely.
And there's so much to learn. And now Doug comes down with this. You know, I guess when I try to look at this from a positive side, I mean, there's part of me that's doing the whole, oh, not again. But then when you look at it from a positive perspective, this is the best time for a head coach to get sick.
Well, we haven't even actually started real practices yet, because the way they're structuring this training camp, we're still about 10 days away from pads and helmets and you know, football.
It's walkthrough stuff. You know, like, camp is going to get a lot more important in a couple weeks. And hopefully Doug will be back for that.
See, but that's the thing that we should have to point out. Like, we say this, but every person is different. Some people take a long time to test negative twice. I hope Doug's back in a few days. I hope this is totally nothing in the grand scheme, and he's back quickly. But there is a chance Doug is out longer just because he doesn't test negative.
The Juan Soto thing.
Right.
Perfect example. I mean, he said, I feel fine, and he kept getting, like, it was like a bunch of negative tests, and then he would have a positive in there. And yeah, it's a good point.
So we don't know when Doug Peterson is going to be back. We hope it's quickly, but we don't know. And look, with the Eagles this year, we hope every single one of these players is there as much as possible. But the reality of sports today, especially outside of a bubble, is the Eagles are going to lose players. They might lose coaches. They have Doug Peterson on the shelf to start training camp. Who's more indispensable here? Is it Doug Peterson or Carson? It's like, who could they least afford to lose when the games start? And I say it's Doug Peterson. I know, John, you disagree, but I've seen the Eagles win without Carson Wentz. Since Doug got here, we're dealing with an unknown, and it's one that I don't want to watch. I feel good, or I feel as good as possible, I'll say, that Doug can get through with a backup quarterback, can win football games, designing an offense for Jalen Hurts.
No, when that backup quarterback's Nick Foles.
I think he could do it with a backup. You
believe he can do that with Jalen Hurts?
No doubt about it.
I have no confidence whatsoever that Jalen Hurts is even close to ready to take the field. So that means we got Nate Sudfeld out there.
That's what they said about Lamar Jackson. I believe that it's never been easier to play quarterback in the NFL than it is today. To come in,
Jalen Hurts is nothing like Lamar Jackson.
But it's the same story. He's years away, is what we were told, and he wasn't. Yeah, I don't. I think if you have a smart scheme, there's no such thing as a first or second round pick quarterback that can't win a game. I don't believe it's easy to play quarterback today compared to the years past.
You're talking about a first round quarterback in Lamar Jackson who runs a 4.1. He runs significantly faster than everyone else on the field, and has and is much more advanced than anyone could have expected in a lot of other facets of his game as well.
As a rookie, they just basically ran the ball with him. They designed an offense to win. And I think
and when you defeat angles, when you defeat everything a defense can do just by sheer speed and physical ability, that changes the coach's role in that scenario.
There's no question. And I believe Doug, if presented with that, could get through it. 215-592-9494 and give us a great fictional politician. Let's talk to we got Paul in the Northeast. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well, Paul.
As I'm listening to this debate, I would caution to say if Peterson can still stay in contact with the club, then I would say Carson Wentz is, you can't afford to lose him.
Right.
However, I would also say that if the rules are basically he can't be in contact, he can't have any, anything, then I agree that we can't lose Peterson because I think that he is that good of a coach. I think he can take whatever that's on the field and kind of make it work. And that includes Jalen Hurts. That includes the receivers that we had last year. And, and ultimately I think that, the coach is really – the most important part of the team. So I think with this argument, it's kind of a little wishy-washy, I understand. But, if he can still be part of the team and still coach a team, still do the Zoom calls, obviously he's still there. But,
and it sounds like he's going to be. Well, let's talk about Paul. Let's talk about the last four games last year. To boil this down, who gets more credit in your mind? Carson Wentz for the last four games or Doug Peterson for the last four games?
I always have to go with the coaching in that. And again, I love Wentz. I mean, I think he's incredible. But they're both synonymous with one another. I mean, I don't think one can do what, by himself with the other.
There's something to that.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, they work hand in hand. I mean, that's why it is hard. It is hard to separate it. Paul, give us a great fictional politician.
I forget the guy's name on the movie, but Gwynn from My Cousin Vinny, judge.
Yes. Sure.
Oh, Fred Gwynn. Herman Munster.
Fred Gwynn.
Playing the judge.
Paul, it's a great one. We'll get you in the mix.
Yeah, and good.
Joe Girardi brought up My Cousin Vinny this weekend. You hear that?
No, did he really?
Yeah, I forget the exact scene, but it was like when things keep going wrong. Because someone brought up to Joe, they're going to play today. They're going to play the Yankees in a four-game series start tonight, but then we have a hurricane rolling through.
Mm-hmm.
So then the chances of this series being played without any interruption, that's not great either. And Joe is basically referencing the movie by like, everything can go wrong. It's going wrong on us. Quickly here, but we'll go back to the phone lines on all the Doug stuff and our fictional politicians. John Ritchie, the Sixers on Saturday night. I'm gonna sigh here before I start talking. I was all excited. I watched it. I was all excited. I thought the presentation was good in the bubble. I mean, everything the NBA did this weekend was great.
Terrific. Like, really, really good, I thought.
It was outstanding. I mean, the whole thing.
What the other teams did.
Yeah. The NBA as an organization.
The NBA and the other teams.
They put on a good show. And they were watching the Sixers. Yeah. And they got torched by a team of three TJs, including TJ Warren, who is a good player. But let's get real for a second. TJ Warren scoring 53 points. Like, you have to allow that to happen. T.J. Warren doesn't wake up and score 53 points in an NBA game, especially when he hasn't played a real game in months.
Well, and you know who allowed that?
Well, the Sixers.
Well, Ben. That's Ben's guy.
It was. For most of the game, Ben Simmons was guarding T.J. Warren.
There was a comment made, on the TV copy. Like, as soon as he crosses midcourt, why aren't they all over him?
They weren't.
And it was just too lackadaisical. I guess what you're getting at is, severe disappointment.
Total.
Overall, I can't think of anything positive that came out of the game experience against the Pacers.
Joel played well. Joel didn't show playing rust. He was very good.
You're right. That's the positive.
Now, part of it, Jakar Sampson was guarding Joel Embiid.
There was no one even close. No one belonged on the court with him.
And they were guarding him with 6'7".
Which brings the question, too. 34 minutes. Brett, you told us 38 was the goal. Why was Joel only out there for 34? That could have been the difference in the game, really.
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, they had...
They're a different team when he's off the floor.
Still.
It's wild.
They spent 100 $8 million backup center now in Al Horford. There's still the team, but there's still a bad team when he's off the court. What's frustrating to me is I'm watching these other games. Right? I'm watching the Rockets with Harden. I'm watching the Celtics
game. The Rockets and Mavs, and these teams are just scoring, and it's
there's a different level of intensity.
That's it. And that's what frustrated me Saturday night is I didn't feel it from the Sixers on the court. The players on the court didn't bring the intensity they needed.
And the Rockets were down 7 with like 45 seconds left, and you're like, oh, they're in this. Yep. And the Sixers were down 7, and you're like, oh, this is way over.
And that was a big game. Over. When you think about the standings, the Sixers were tied with the Pacers, but they now lost the season series 3-1. So if there's a tie at the end when they're done with these 8 games, they're going to drop below Indiana in seeding. Like, that was a big game for the Sixers, and I didn't feel it from them.
Right.
The least intensity of all the teams I watched in those opening games.
Undoubtedly. Just garbage. Garbage from the Sixers. And listen, Joel played great on the court. I think what he did to Shake was uncalled for. It was the opposite of leadership, essentially. Here's a kid, you know, in his first big spotlight game, taking the ball as a starter, and Joel sold him out. I mean, not just like talking smack to him, but you saw the the lazy inbounds pass,
and then T.J. McConnell stole it and put it in.
Joel refuse to pass the ball to Shake and take the ball up the court himself. Just take a three.
You can feel he doesn't trust him at all.
I've seen this season.
Doesn't trust him at all. You feel it.
Yes. And it's almost like Joel is sending the message to Brett Brown, like, wait a second, this is the answer? It's not good enough. I'm not going to buy in. You've got players not buying. You had Ben not buying in defensively. I don't know if that's a carryover from him not buying in to the new scheme where he's the four.
Maybe.
And not the point.
Maybe.
Like, he was disinterested, and you saw it reflected in the box score. Because his guy won the game for the Pacers.
53 points. We're not talking about James Harden. Like, if James Harden draws 53 on you, it happens. You kind of just tip your hat and you say, what are you going to do? It was T.J. Warren.
Yeah.
T.J. Warren. No, it was definitely a disappointment to start this, as everyone was all excited for the Sixers. And my frustration lies with the players. Excuse me. I know Brett Brown always takes the heat when the Sixers don't play well. And Brett is not absolved of any issues here. He's part of this. But the play, like, when you get on the court, it's your job to play and bring a level of intensity. And I'm not going to sit here and credit the Rockets coach or the Bucks coach or or Brad Stevens for those teams playing with intensity. Those players brought it. Brett Brown can't get on the court and get Ben Simmons to play with intensity. These are pros. They have max players on this team.
You're saying he can't do it. No, he doesn't do it. He doesn't bring intensity out of this team. He fails at doing that. Yes, it is the player's responsibility to be accountable and to be a good teammate and to perform at the highest level. But Brett Brown, I mean, once again, did that game cement his demise?
I mean, it did for me.
It's perfect. It's a perfect example. Like, here's your re-debut, Brett Brown, this new plan that you've been cooking up now for months is a failure. Total failure. The guys don't believe in you. They don't believe in the plan. It was just, it's on Brett. Yes, the players were terrible, but Brett is not capable of leading this team to where we want to go.
When I see a lack of intensity, though, it strikes me as the players. They're the grown-ups. They have to be grown-ups. They're max players on the court. It's not acceptable to play like that in a game that mattered. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio in for Joe DiCamera. I'm frustrated with the players. John and James are frustrated with Brett Brown after Saturday night. And Doug Peterson, Carson Wentz, who is more indispensable? We know Doug's going to have to be away from the team for at least a period of time. We'll see how long. He is asymptomatic right now, but he's tested positive for COVID-19. Who's more indispensable if they have to miss one of these guys for a couple weeks during the season, during games? I say it's Doug. I'll take my chances having Doug and not having Carson, rather the way around. John says it's absolutely Carson Wentz. And give us a great fictional politician, $25 gift card to Spentino Wood-fired Neapolitan pizza. 215-592-9494. Say hop aboard right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What a week for sports betting. Make sure you're with the home team for sports betting. Bet with my sports book of choice, the home team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Here are the odds and some ideas what to bet on this week. Toronto are a 3-point favorite against Miami. And I like Miami's team. We all know their star and his refusal to lose, and these games really matter now. I like Miami in that one. Baseball, we play the New York pinstriped baseball team, and we're getting a run and a half. Does it really feel like we're close here? Can we play up to their level? I don't think we're in that team's league right now. So I think it's smart to bet against Philadelphia tonight. Download the Parx Casino Sportsbook app in the App Store or go to parxcasino.com/PA. That's P-A-R-X, casino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.